Can we talk about grease nipples?
A lame attempt at humor, swing and a miss.
Right. Welcome to episode number 7. Lucky number 7. I have a good feeling about today's episode. What could go wrong? It's number 7.
Oh, lucky 7, and it's not Friday the 13th.
Yeah. Last weekend, we survived that. We can survive anything. It's GA and Sparky. Thank you for your patronage.
Follow us on Twitter at It's a Show Pod. You can like us on Facebook at facebook.com/ It's a Show Podcast.
Should we unleash the good news about Facebook?
I like a good news.
Well, you have it, don't you?
The good news is we've got likes coming out of our yin-yang, if you want to be perfectly honest. I swear the other day we were barely at 25. Now we are at 30.
30 likes, our original goal, 25, so that we can do whatever voodoo on the Facebook. What does this allow us to do?
Well, now we can customize the web address, which we did, facebook.com/ It's a Show Podcast.
So now it's easier to find. Yeah, because
it was a disaster.
It was stupid. Okay, so now this is drink-worthy, right?
Sure.
Can we have a cocktail?
We can.
Because I'm parched.
If that's what you like.
I'm waiting for beer guy.
Old Ribstone Creek.
Ribstone Creek.
And you've not had one yet.
You can't get it just anywhere. It's available at limited quantities, limited places. You can go to their little brewery in the hamlet in the middle of nowhere, Alberta.
That's true.
And buy a t-shirt and have a beer at the bar there, but you just can't get it everywhere because they only produce limited quantities.
And to make that kind of a road trip seems like it's a great idea, don't get me wrong, but then you have one, oh, it's really good. Then you have two. Oh, man, love more, more, more. Next thing you know, you got nowhere to go because you can't.
So I see future expansion, the Ribstone Creek Brewing Hotel right there.
Exactly.
Right next door and the cab company and whatever.
Yeah.
Do you know what happened on my way over here? I came out of my place of employ and three lovely ladies were coming in with three boxes full of coffees and coffee helper for the holiday season. And they were from the local Sheraton Hotel.
Beautiful.
They said, I said, hi, ladies, where are you going? Oh, we're going upstairs to your office. Oh, well, I got a thing. Oh,
today is not your day.
It's not my day.
I could go to the kitchen. I've brought in some reinforcements because we were going to have a house full or studio full of people.
I don't think Braten's a word, first of all.
Braten?
Brat.
What did I say?
You said Braten. That's like a German sausage. Bratenwurst. Okay. So you brought what? You have in your hand a wireless.
I've got a wireless. You can keep with
this
the show.
This is crazy.
And
let's
I can go in the. Okay, here we go.
Okay, go.
So you can hear. Oh, yeah, you can.
Look at
so.
If people knew where we came from with this Mickey Mouse operation, now we got wireless mics and we're going to the kitchen.
Okay, what would you like?
Barkeep.
Okay, what do you got there? Where do you have to be after this?
Well, I shouldn't go back make appearances. That's why we need to move this to Fridays.
We're going
to
move it to actually Friday.
Coming in the new year, we're going to move everything just to make it more better for us.
Okay, so just a nip of this, a nip of that. I don't care what it is.
I've got beer. I've got, the usual suspects.
Yeah, give me a beer.
Beer doesn't go bad, does it?
I don't drink a lot of beer anymore either because of the gastrointestinal disruption.
Yeah, you said that last time.
Yeah. No, I don't care. Like, how old is it?
Well, you might think this looks familiar because it would.
Because I gave it to you? Or what? Yes. Did I?
Do you remember? Do you remember this stuff?
Well, if I gave it to
Rickards. Is that good stuff?
Oh, God, this is from the summer, dude.
That's good, though. It's been in the fridge the whole time.
Well, we'll see. We'll see about that.
On the agenda today, we are expecting two special guests. One is Santa Claus, so look forward to that, children.
Yes, it's going to be awesome. We have a clip of Santa Claus in action, if you'd like to take a listen.
Hi.
Hi, who's this?
Ava. Hi, Santa.
Hi. Man, are you ever getting tall?
I am.
You are. What can we get you this year for Christmas, Ava?
For my brother, I want to get him a new Xbox game.
A new Xbox game? Okay.
For me, I would like an iPad.
Santa, you got to give it to her. Seriously. If you don't give Ava an iPod, I stop believing in Christmas.
Hey, Ava, you know what Santa really likes? Is when you come on the phone and you say what your little brother likes before you say what you like. That's a 2-year good list right
Thank
there.
You.
Merry Christmas, Ava.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Ava.
Ho, ho, ho.
Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas, Santa. Merry Christmas.
Ho, ho, ho.
Classic.
So there's little Ava. That's what Christmas is all about, folks. So the jolly old elf himself, Santa Claus, our special guest on the podcast today.
Weather permitting, of course. I mean, have you... Look what's happening out there again.
I know. And I don't know. Maybe he's not going to want to risk it because he wants to stay intact for the big day. But holy moly.
We just literally went from last week minus 40 to zero, minus one or minus two the last couple days. Beautiful. And now back in the deep freeze and more snow.
I have a friend who always says, what's that in American? When you talk minus one. What is that in American?
Well, you got to add the three, divide by seven, and then minus 20.
I had an idea for future podcasts. I think we should troll Twitter. What do you think of that?
I love Twitter. You know I'm big on the Twitter. Lots of good things happen on there. And
amazing.
It's easy. Why not?
We're on there. It's a show pod. Author Josh Stern, I was just scrolling, and he's written a book called That's Why I'm Single, : What good is having a lucky horseshoe up your ass with the horse still attached? 456,800 followers this guy has. So I figure if we hitch our wagon to some of these hot new stars on Twitter,
yeah,
maybe we can expand our fan base and get things rolling with It's a Show.
All we need is a little shout out saying, hey, great little podcast. I'm on it. This is the link to it. And then we're off to the races.
We'd be honored to use your popularity to increase ours. Ray McGuire, does that name ring a bell?
Isn't he a hockey guy?
Nope. Lead singer of the band Trooper.
Oh, Raise a Little Hell? Raise a Little Hell?
Yeah.
Raise a Little Hell? Raise a Little Hell, Raise a Little Hell,
Raise a Little Hell. Boys in the Bright White Sports Car. There they go. The boys are really rolling. Round, round we go. Three dressed up as a nine.
Oh,
you're only
I love that song.
So because of the age difference, I mean, Trooper, I had their eight tracks when I was in grade eight and stuff. And they've been a part of my life forever.
Classic, yeah.
And Ray McGuire, the lead singer, is a great blogger. Great on social media, and he actually favorited a tweet I sent out. Nothing about Trooper, just some kind of tweet I had or whatever.
What was a tweet?
I don't know. It must have been awesome, though. And so now we obviously have this kinship on social media. So I want to reach out to him and have this world-famous guy. He's traveled the entire globe hundreds of thousands of times.
And their songs are they're popular no matter for any occasion.
And then we'll see. Maybe we can get written express permission from Major League Baseball and Ray McGuire to put a Trooper song on It's a Show.
Love it.
Yeah. So that could happen in the future. Went to the post office the other day because I got one of those little fingers in the mail.
Oh, you got a parcel.
Got a parcel.
Was it a good parcel? So,
don't know because I went to retrieve it. Oh. The lineup was around the block inside the post office.
Here's a question for you before you get into is there a main post office in this city? Because I am not aware if that thing exists. I know there's outlets.
I'm in the satellite outside village.
Is there a main?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Yep. So probably only one mail outlet in your neck of the woods.
Yeah, absolutely.
I would assume. So do tell.
More hoo hurrah over the postal situation all this week. It's been on all the talk shows and everything. And I mean, there are jobs at stake. We understand that and everything. But you can't hemorrhage $1 billion with a crown corporation and expect that it's going to go on in perpetuity. We need that money. We need to take some of those billions and start feeding people and helping people get back to work and retrain people and all that stuff. You know, that's where the money has to go.
So you didn't get the parcel because the...
So it's still a mystery. It's one of those little Christmas... It's like a Ribstone Creek brewing beer. I still don't know what that tastes like either.
You have any inkling what this parcel could be, what this package could be? Did you order something? Are you expecting something?
It's from my wife's mom and dad. So I know what it's going to be. It's going to be advent calendars.
Yes.
And I'll probably get like a boot warmer or something.
It's like almost the end of December. Just think of all the chocolates you get to catch up on.
It's going
to
be a free-for-all, man. Just this... It's hard. Some of those little doors are hard to get open.
They're hard to see. They're hard to find with the tiny numbers.
I really think It's a Show next year should invest in a beer advent calendar.
I love this idea.
Yeah.
I've seen people do like a wine or alcohol advent calendar.
I don't think we could drink that much wine because we'd have to drink like a beer every episode or whatever. But I don't think we could do.
Since we're weekly. Two things about Canada Post. What is happening? You see what's happening on this Fire Channel?
That's freaking me out.
Got the Fire Channel on the back right here in the studio. And you know, every now and then you see them poke the fire. Lady was just warming her hands.
Some lady with a crazy yellow sweater just warmed her hands up on the fire. We could really have fun with that thing.
That's awesome. Two things about Canada Post that I discovered or that I just kind of want to talk about quickly. How about we go back to we lick the stamps ourselves? Because that self, you know, sticky stamp stuff must cost money to produce. Why not just go with the glue that we moist like the old days?
No, I am never going back to that. That's disgusting.
And two, you know, the CEO of Canada Post is Deepak Chopra.
What does that even mean?
Deepak Chopra is like this Indian philosopher.
Zen guru.
I'm like, there's another guy with the same name who runs the
His name is not Deepak Chopra.
Yeah, I'll look it up.
No, I've got it up.
I've got the Google.
I don't believe you at all. So what did you find?
Deepak Chopra. There's two of them. Actually, there's three of them according to Wikipedia. Who knew? The one that I instantly thought about when I hear that name is the guy who is the alternative medicine practitioner, public speaker. He's a writer.
Oprah's guy. He's always on Oprah.
I think he was in that movie Love Guru, too.
Yeah.
With what's his face? And the other one.
Wayne's World guy.
That's the one. And today, with Canada Post being in the headlines again with whatever they're talking about, the CEO is Deepak Chopra. And I'm just like,
I don't even, I can't even compute this. I don't, is that like some kind of generic title for Indian people? Deepak or?
Yeah, I don't know.
Or is that just like John Smith or something?
Her name was Lola. She was a showgirl with yellow fur.
Hey, you're 28.
Yeah. Yeah. I was thinking about that for a second.
I got some advice for 20-somethings, and I think this applies to more than just your age group. I thought it was pretty cool. Get to work late, leave early, and take all your sick days. Success at work only results in more work.
I do both those things.
If you want kids, have them now.
Damn.
One thing missing in Sparky's situation.
Can't do that.
Make this happen. Nothing is serious unless it's a mole that changes shape. In other words, don't sweat the little stuff, right?
Well, like, no, I'm not doing any of that, so
yeah.
That's good.
Are you good? You're always like, yeah you're kind of even keel guy. You're not, you don't ever get too worked up, except for about Chinese gift exchanges. That really,
the work situation kind of annoys me as of late, but what are you going to do?
Yeah, it's we've still got jobs, which is the upside, right?
That's right, yeah.
Floss.
Yeah.
Do you floss? Are you flossing?
I'm a so on kind of, yeah.
I'm the casual flosser.
I got to get back on that horse.
Yeah.
I love the minty freshness.
I had a heinous halitosis. I didn't realize why my breath was so bad. And I started, the dentist said, well, use some floss. I said, use some floss. And like, I took a carcass from the late 70s out of between two molars. And I'm going, oh my God.
Back at it, yeah.
Spend a lot less time doing the have to's and a lot more time doing the want to's.
100% preach. Yeah, I agree with that.
So it's more of bucket list items. And this is why we invented this show.
Yeah.
Is exactly for this reason.
Just do it.
Because we like doing it.
And there's something that's coming up next month that I'm going to the mountains twice.
Oh, sorry. I hit the mic with my beer.
Going skiing twice next month because I want to. And I just keep putting it off. No real reason. Just do it already. JC, just do it.
Everyone is insane, including you.
Yes.
That's normal, and that's okay.
I think we
finally reached the age of enlightenment where we are going, everybody has stuff. Everybody has baggage.
Yep.
We look on the outside in and we think, these guys are amazing. These guys are like supermodel couple. They got whatever. No. Everybody's got crazy.
Exactly. There's a closet full of secrets everywhere.
When you fall in love, don't forget your friends. You'll need them after the breakup.
Preach. That is so true.
However high you get, you have to fall that low before you're balanced again. That is a true story that I've lived.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely. As long as you keep the faith, you just put one foot in front of the other. Nothing too bad will happen to you. If you lose too much focus, it could end badly, right?
This is great advice. Great tips.
I love this. Yeah. I don't even know where this came from.
Yeah.
It's amazing. Oh, it's from jasongood.net, whoever that is. Don't go to grad school just because you can't think of anything else to do. Like post-secondary, you know? Like,
I did that right after high school. Dad's like, you got to go to school. I was like, well, I want to. I don't know what I want to take. And I'm regretting that.
That was our era, though.
Yeah.
It was like high school, then you do something. Do something. Either you got a full-time great job that pays $100,000 or you're going to school.
Yeah.
Nothing good happens after 3 a.m. My mom always said that. She said midnight. And she was right about that, actually. And we say this to our daughters, too. Like, nothing good happens after midnight or whatever.
So that's when you have to come back home or go to bed? Is that what you're saying? So, like...
Well, it's I would say it's mostly for younger people. Yeah. But, like, you know, most of the cool stuff that you've ever done, it peaks. And then there's a wane period. And the wane is usually happening around 2 in the morning.
Yeah, right? 100%. Yeah.
All right. So there you go. JasonGood.net. I thought that was advice for 20-somethings that all of us could use.
That's very good stuff. I really like that.
Yeah. I want to talk about nipples.
Ooh, my.
It's a verboten word. I don't know why. We all have nipples. And when I was a kid on the farm, we had to grease all the machinery.
Uh-huh.
And they had grease nipples.
Yes, they
and
did.
And I remember giggling about that all the time. I'm going, oh, you gotta grease the nipples. And I don't know why. There's certain words that are taboo in the English language. I think you know how we said 10% more ABBA? I think we should say 10% more nipple. Well, no, that might scare people.
Never enough hashtag nipples. When I was working for a town that I grew up in, cutting grass over the summer, we had...
I did the same thing.
We had a John Deere, beautiful mower. Loved this thing.
Yeah.
But every other day, if you drove that mower, which I did, every other day I had to go in and mate and take care of it. Do an oil change.
Yeah.
Do the scraping off the table, change the blades and sharpen them, and grease the nipples.
Yeah.
The places... And the locations of the nipples, who puts them in these hard-to-reach places? And there's like 20 to 30 of them.
You're speaking to a farm kid who grew up inside a combine greasing the nipples. And I'm going, Dad, really? I don't want to go in my back inside there anymore. It's weird.
And then to change the nipple gun when the nipple gun was empty? Oh, that's a production and a half.
That was called a grease gun, by the way. And once you got the hang of it. But you know what? Yeah, I know. I understand. It was a messy job because if you didn't do it right, you got grease head to toe. Yeah,
it squirted right back at you. That was good times. The mechanic was a cranky son of a bitch, though.
You're happy with your vehicle?
Yeah, okay. I'm 90% happy with it.
So what's wrong with your Escape?
I wish there was more power.
Okay.
And
so you got the smaller motor.
Yeah.
Yeah. What year is that bad boy?
2011.
Yeah.
And I think that's a car starter. Oh, man. I wish I had the magical button. Car start.
I saw a guy a buddy today. Shows me all proud on his iPhone.
Mm-hmm. Oh, fancy guy.
Yeah, whatever, man. Fancy. I'm going out there to freeze my cojones off again. This is the top vehicles among all 2014 nameplates for retaining their value, according to a new ranking from the Kelley Blue Book people. My Avalanche is nowhere on this list, and neither is your Escape. All right. Okay, edit this piece so until I get my thought together, and I'm going to say... Okay.
Yeah, just checking the old stopwatch here. We're well on our way with episode 7 of It's a Show podcast on iTunes, on Facebook, and Twitter. And I was really looking forward to this one. Last one was great. I love that ABBA episode. I thought it was fantastic.
You never know on the show, ABBA or Experience Regina could come out of nowhere at any time because that's how we roll. Regina!
And then we announced that we were going to have some special guests joining us for episode 7. So we're still waiting for Santa Claus and Leo. He's a local.
He's a local mogul at the local newspaper. And he is on my shit list because he's supposed to be here with the beer. His dad owns a brewery. He's part owner of Ribstone Creek Brewing.
I thought you guys were supposed to come together. I thought that's how it was happening. You set the whole thing up and I was expecting...
You know, I got Ribstone a bad Creek feeling beer. Because I texted him right before I came. And he said 11:30. And I said, nope, 1:30. And... Now, here we are. We're in the throes of the show and no sign of Leo.
I rearranged my whole life and there's no beer guy. Give him a call and give him some hell. Yeah. Raise a little hell, raise a little hell, raise a little hell.
Hello.
Leo, Sparky and I are in the It's a Show World HQ Fireside Lounge. And the only thing missing from the lounge is the actual beverages.
I thought we were doing this on Thursday.
No, today.
Oh, shit.
Today's Wednesday.
I ruined everything.
You've ruined Christmas. Sparky's got the whole thing set up, and then we're ready, and then Cam's going, oh, I'm going to be late. I got to sign $1 million deal. If he says that one more time, I'm going to lose it. And then, come on, seriously?
I had a sinking feeling when I saw your number on the phone that I might have screwed up the day.
You know, these young fathers today, they can't keep track of shit like we used to. Not now.
It's live right now, isn't it?
You're on. So, how does Leo fix this?
Just double up the beer for next time.
Next time? When are we now?
You should see the look on his face right now.
I don't even realize what's...
Just dejected.
I'm such a busy man. Like, tomorrow, I got to do a thing, and then Fridays aren't good for me.
I'm sure it was Thursday.
There's three out of the four of us that thought it was today, so just... Did I not just text you, like, 2 hours ago? 1:30?
Yeah, possibly, yep.
This guy's going to fit right in with the group.
Oh, sorry. I really screwed up this Christmas edition here.
All right, what do you want to do, Sparky?
Oh, it doesn't matter.
Call it a day. Let's go home. Let's hang up our headphones. Okay, Leo, you can't make it in the next half hour? No?
No, I got to go home and take over from the life that's going to work today. So.
Switch. How old are your kids?
2 and 1.
They'll be fine for an hour.
Yeah.
Hey, well, he's in good company because he bumped himself like we bumped Commander Hadfield a couple weeks back.
Yeah, I guess so. So. And still our highest rated episode, is it not?
I don't know what's happening.
I think so. I think. Oh, boy.
So now we have to reschedule Leo, which is fine. And we got no other option, I guess.
He's got beer. He's going to make the show. Did we talk about nipples already?
Yes, you did talk about nipples.
Did I talk about nipples the way you're going to edit it? Or did you?
Oh, boy.
Speaking of nipples, Pamela Anderson was on the East Coast. Did you hear this story?
No.
Okay, so she brought some guy from The Simpsons. It wasn't Matt Groening, the creator or whatever. Right. It was somebody else.
Homer.
No, it wasn't.
Sideshow Bob.
Don't know. I can't remember. Look it up. Google it. Jeez. Anyway. Jeez Louise yourself. Anyway. So she goes to the East Coast and these two bring a $1 million check to stop the seal hunt.
Pamela Anderson STD tweets.
STD what? No, that does not sound good. Hit something.
Oh.
Hit something else.
Here's the problem with newspapers. No offense to Leo, future guest on It's a Show podcast.
Possibly.
Pamela Anderson gets cold reception in Newfoundland over seal hunt. Great. All right. I know what I'm going to get into. So then there's like the subheading or whatever you want to call it. Actress Pamela Anderson. Okay, we've already established that's who you're talking about. And if you don't know, she's...
What the hell is that now? Look, somebody else is on the fireplace. Look, somebody else stoking a fire.
You thought this show didn't have enough action going on? Well, that was just a pop-up from the stupid newspaper site. So as if you don't know, Pamela Anderson is an actress. If you don't know that, then get out of here.
We use that term loosely.
Actress Pamela Anderson and a Simpsons co-creator. They don't even name drop this guy yet.
Yeah, he's got some kind of familiar name, though.
Tried to offer $1 million to end the seal hunt. The offer was called an ignorant insult.
Yeah.
Now I scroll past the ad. And
I have no problem with people who are passionate about their cause. And, you know, their way of doing things out of Hollywood is to throw money at it, right? So you could have seen this coming. So they reject the $1 million offer. And then my pal Mark Critch, who is on This Hour is 22 Minutes.
Yeah.
He showed up and he offered Pamela Anderson a $1 million check to stop acting.
That's what I'm reading right now. Yeah. Get him on the podcast.
Mark Critch is awesome. He's got a reoccurring cameo on Republic of Doyle, my favorite show on CBC TV, the detective show. So he's got a lot to talk about. Actually, he just went to Santa. This is for a Christmas theme now. He went to Santa training school in Michigan, I think. Graduated with a degree in Santa.
I read this whole newspaper article and they did not name drop Simpsons guy yet.
No.
How do you not give?
Because you get so many more people reading the article, right? That's Media 101.
But it's not in there at all is what I'm telling you. I'm very upset.
This is Chinese gift exchange upset here, Sparky. You don't see him like this often.
That was a good story.
You like that? And now to Rob Ford.
Oh, geez. I thought we were a Rob Ford free show. And I thought for a while there that he, I don't know, took a vacation somewhere because he wasn't in the news until recently.
Okay, so the Toronto Star reporter who sued him, he said, you need to give me an apology, a public apology. So Rob Ford, in his own style, offered up an apology, which was just bizarre. And then the newspaper guy said, no. I don't think that was a good enough apology. I'd like you to do it again. So now they're just making him dance like a puppet, the media. But you know something? This reporter for the Toronto Star was the guy who was peering over Rob Ford's family fence and, you know, trying to take a picture and all that, which is creepy. And it's your family. I don't care who you are. You got kids. Why are you doing that? Don't do that. That's not journalism. That's tabloid journalism.
Yeah.
The Toronto Star is supposed to be a legitimate paper, which I have my doubts about now. Anyway, allegedly, because I don't want to get sued. Are my doubts alleged? I don't know. Maybe I don't know
anything. We don't have any lawyers, so you better say that from now on.
And I think we should just keep it a Rob Ford free zone, especially since...
I'm done with that guy.
How about the dancing today? Oh, my God.
I didn't see that.
You got to Google that.
On the bright side, I found out that I get to go home for Christmas Eve. I was always going to go home, but now I get to leave early and drive home to be at home for Christmas Eve to be with Dad. And we get to go to church, and he doesn't get to be alone. It's going to be great.
That's awesome.
Yeah, he's going to really, I think, look forward to that. So I brought... look at all my presents. My tree is under control.
It's loaded.
Out of control. Yeah.
Loaded under there.
Santa's been good to everyone this year. Ho, ho, ho. Is he coming?
You know what it's like. You have to have patience where Santa Claus is concerned.
5 days till the big Christmas day. How does he make time to come here? Let's be honest. Shouldn't it be crunch time at the North Pole?
Connections, right? He's magic. He can go wherever he wants.
He's a delegator.
Oh.
Santa.
Speaking of, okay. Santa Claus is calling the hotline. Hang on. Hold her newt. Santa.
Hey, how are you guys?
Well, Santa, Sparky was just talking about how anxious he is to meet you in person because he kind of thought he saw you when he was 7, like I did. Well, I know I saw you. But now he's going to meet you face to face, and you keep us waiting. I said you got to be patient where Santa Claus is concerned.
Absolutely. I'm the mystery man. That's why.
We'll let it slide.
Does he not remember what I look like?
Yeah, that's a good point. Santa makes a good point.
Okay, Santa, hurry to get here. We've cleared with the building owner of It's a Show World HQ. You can land on the roof. It's good to go. They took off the snow load last week.
Fantastic. We'll see you momentarily.
All right, so Santa's on his way here in moments. So until then, just enjoy a little bit of this. Well, hi, Santa.
Hey, you do realize that fire was on, don't you?
Yeah, well, that's the TV fire. You came down the other fireplace, just like magic.
I had to install that chimney last week. And it cost a lot of money.
There is no expense spared for the It's a Show guests. And you are by far our biggest guest. And I guess our first in-studio guest. We've had live studio audience before.
You're very correct.
But never an in-studio guest. That laugh, you know, puts me in the Christmas spirit right away. Do you still smoke a pipe, Santa?
The odd time, a corn cob pipe, if I can find them.
Do you know when I was little, I had a corn cob pipe?
I know you did. I brought it
to
you.
Yeah, of course you did. Of course you knew that. Anyway, I was curious. Now, Sparky is a single, successful guy, but he is looking for a mate. And last week on our podcast, Santa, we neglected to get an update from Sparky's love life from Match.com.
Oh. Well, we should Google that now, shouldn't we?
Yeah, did we Google that? No.
Well, through the magic of technology, I can tell you that the latest update is nothing.
So no new female suitors in your inbox.
Look, my mood the last couple of days, not very pleasant.
Okay, so you've been growly.
And I'm done with Match.com. Just done.
Not a good time of year to be grumpy.
I know, Santa.
I was going to say.
You know he's on the good list, though, right, Santa?
Well, he's on the temporary good list.
Well, he's a man. So that's.
But look at all the good gifts I'm giving to my family and friends and my loved ones.
That'll get you on for next year, but I don't know what the hell you're going to do about this year.
Santa, you can't say hell on the podcast.
Sorry.
Okay. But a quick update. There's no...
For Santa Claus, because he is magical, describe your ideal girl. The lady that you would like to take home to your pop and say, look, Dad, this is the girl I'm going to marry.
I got to find my list because we don't have enough time for that. I know what I want.
Okay, so what if you can't? You got to fudge, right?
It's tall, not that I did. Not as tall as me, because that's awkward, because I'm 6'4". She doesn't have to be too skinny, but, you know, nice.
Some curves.
Yeah, it's a little
yeah.
Nice.
Well, things. She's got to live through the winter, so she's got to be a little plump.
Hair color can be blonde or brunette.
Doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
Not, what if a redhead crossed your path?
Oh, boy.
Seriously?
Watch out.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Just wanted to see if he was normal. Yeah.
It's all good.
If she can cook, that'd be great, because I can't cook. I can cook, but I choose not to.
Yeah, so. Because it's laborious and you're one person.
I don't mind helping in the kitchen. No, just funny, kind, gentle, doesn't mind to get dirty, doesn't mind staying
like
in.
Like when you say dirty, you mean what?
Either way, take that as you want. I'm not that hard to
Sorry,
please.
Santa.
If you were on SantaMatch.com, there'd be two questions right at the top. Naughty or nice?
Yes. Classic. Santa.
Okay. Santa, why don't you tell us how you and Mrs. Claus met? Maybe this will inspire Sparky and bring him some good luck.
Well.
Ideas.
I go back about 1,746 years ago. She was cooking, and I happened to smell some fantastic reindeer stew. Probably the best reindeer stew I think I've ever had.
I don't know what if that's a good story.
Stew. Okay, it was stew.
I think Santa's been into the Christmas nip. Too much nog already.
Nog.
All right, Santa. Tell us the real story. Oh, okay. Okay, so Santa, once upon a time, snagged the beautiful Mrs. Claus. We don't know why or how it came down, but we know he's married. Happily married man, right? Happily married?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So what's the best thing about Mrs. Claus? Is it her skills as a cook, or is she just great to play cribbage with after supper, or what's the deal?
By looking at this torso, you'd have to say a cook. Just saying.
Yeah, well, you enjoy life and stuff, and you've lived a long time, so I don't think health issues are a big worry for you like the rest of us mortal people.
No, you're absolutely right. I delivered a lot of those ab machines.
One they change every year, whatever they're called, yeah.
And one has never stayed on the sleigh, ever. So, but I'd have to say cooking, a good massage, because after you're going down 3 billion fireplaces, you're a little sore.
Does she do the feet?
A foot rub?
Yeah, does she rub
the absolutely.
I'm on meds, it should be noted. That's why this show is not flowing, and then Sparky's all agitated because he has to edit this mess now, and it's all your fault, and Santa.
Now I'm having another hot flash.
He's having hot flashes.
Call the nurse.
All right. Well, Santa, we know you've got a busy schedule. We want to say thanks. Is there anything you want to say to the listeners, the people who have actually downloaded It's a Show and have joined us for this? Because this is such a new venture, and we're just thrilled that we have more than two people listening to this show every week.
Well, I'd like to wish everybody a Merry Christmas, first of all, because that's what I'm supposed to do.
Right.
And do I get paid for that? I don't.
See Sparky for all accounting.
Oh, dear.
Anyhow, and I'd like to just update Sparky on how he might get a match for Christmas.
Okay.
First of all, you have to change your stocking to something fishnet.
Ooh.
Yeah. That might give it a go. And then apart from that.
Worst advice ever.
But apart from that, Merry Christmas to you and all the podcast listeners. Well, you know, it's all about team. And your podcast team looks like a pretty good one here. And it's all about the team of the listeners.
Yeah, because you work with the team all the time with the elves, right? You know teams.
Absolutely. Elves, reindeers, they're two teams.
You're the coach of some magical teams.
It's sort of like being in Red Deer. You can pull for either team, the elves or the reindeer.
Yeah.
Depends on who you are.
Can't say Red Deer. We're a non-disclosed location, Santa.
Well, I'm between two major teams, let's say that. I look forward to listening to you guys as you carry on this venture. I think it's fantastic, and you can guarantee I'll be listening to podcast number 7.
That's right.
On the sleigh.
Bye, Santa.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Who is it?
Cam. Hello?
Hey, it's my buddy Cam.
Yeah.
Hey, Cam, I hope you didn't come over just for beer.
I did. What the hell are you guys doing here?
Well, we're just hanging out doing our podcast, but we had a guy booked that was our beer connection, and he's a no-show because he thought it was tomorrow.
He bumped himself, really.
I thought we were doing this on Thursday.
No, today.
Oh, shit.
Today's Wednesday.
This looks great, you guys.
Yeah, we're having fun.
What's with the underwear in the fireplace?
Oh, right. Just keep it here. This is only audio, so people don't know unless you tell them.
Okay, well, it sure is hot in here.
Let me ask you a serious question. Are you all ready for Christmas?
No.
No.
Because it's not the 24th.
No, I know. Right. And that's generally, to be honest, when I do most of my best power shopping.
Nothing is better than working under pressure.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Are Walmarts open 24/7? I think that used to be the thing, but I haven't heard of my advertised. Yeah,
is anything open 24/7 now that we're so close?
I think just the 7-Eleven. So, I think that's about the only one.
Do you know what you're getting your wife?
Yeah, I'm halfway there, actually.
What the hell does that mean?
Well, I've got half her gift.
Oh, okay. Halfway there. Okay.
I thought that was a dirty joke.
Yeah, I was trying to figure that out. I'm going, that's some kind of weird sexual thing. I don't know what that means.
You guys are the ones sitting here in your underwear.
I said, again, we don't need to say everything. Okay, because I have one thing for Therese, and I have an idea for another thing, but nothing too spectacular. And I'm on a bit of a limited budget, so I don't know what to do. I guess it's the thought and the how much time you put into thinking about what you would like, I guess.
Absolutely.
It's not really the amount of cashola.
And make sure it's targeted. Targeted gifts are always the best.
Mm-hmm. So give me an example. What have you given Melissa in the last couple of years or something good?
Cooking stuff.
Yeah, because she's an amazing cook. Yeah,
absolutely. So stuff that's around there.
So you don't get hit with a frying pan when you give your wife a frying pan for Christmas?
No. Vacuum, yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. She unleashed the vacuum story on my wife last time we were over there, and I'm going, oh, my God, you give her a vacuum. Like, that's something I should do, but I never, because I love vacuums.
But was it a Dyson?
No. Well, it should have been, though.
Yeah. I think it was a Dyson. I think everyone's all about the Dyson.
But apparently Dysons hurt a lot more than the vacuum that I got hit with. So,
yeah.
You know,
I would like a
vacuum. I sold vacuums for one day.
One day?
TriStar. I sat with this guy, the sleazy salesman, in a senior citizen's living room in Saskatoon, Saskatchewan, Canada. And yeah, they were trying to push him into buying this $1,500 TriStar vacuum. Ouch. And so then we got back to the place, whatever. And I go, yeah, thanks, everybody. And the day was over and stuff. And I never went back. My mom wouldn't. I showed my mom. I brought home the thing and I vacuumed the mattress with all the dead skin came up. And everything was disgusting.
Well, that sounds tasty.
Yeah. And my mom's a clean nut. So she was mortified. But even she wouldn't fork out the $1,500 to save my career as a vacuum cleaner salesman.
And that was your vacuum experience in a day.
That was the fork in the road.
Sucked.
That was the fork in the road.
I never had a job for just the day. I've had a job for maybe a couple of weeks.
So, me too. What was yours?
Mine was an usher / they wanted me to be a bartender guy at the Winspear Center in Edmonton.
Ooh. Oh, really? Had you ever bartended before?
No.
How do you know how to bartend?
And that's the thing. The little test was, they're like, they ordered some fancy drink, right? And I was like, I have no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah.
I literally have no clue.
Yeah,
and they're
you need to be trained for that.
You stupid? This is how you make it. So then they make it to show me. I'm like, I ain't got time for this. And I quit the next day.
How about you?
Don't insult me.
Security guard at Vancouver International Airport.
Ooh. One day?
No, 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
Yeah. Because I had to get the holiday pay in.
So what? Why did you get nailed? Were you fraternizing with the customers too much?
No.
What did you do?
It was not a job that I
relished.
Security job is not a good job.
I did security for a couple of years for a company and it was terrible. Mm-hmm. I was the worst security guard ever.
Yeah.
I got fired in a couple of shifts, not even 2 weeks. I'd say maybe four shifts at the Superstore in Saskatoon. And I was one of the all night guys mm-hmm. who would stock the shelves. So you would have to do what's called cut casing. And I'm sure you're familiar with that term. That. So you take the X-Acto knife and you cut the top off the boxes.
Oh boy.
But I cut too deep all the time.
You did.
And I cut all the cereal open and all the flour open and all this. I couldn't get the hang of it. And then I got fired. And it was good money, man. It was good. And then I had to skull comb and tell my wife I got fired from Superstore.
That was one of my best jobs ever. I was working in the Woodwards. Night Stalker.
Cam Cook, Night Stalker. That would be a cool
There's one. A podcast for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tales of the Night.
Night Stalker.
We got to one year they were giving away a mini bike. And so we stocked the shelves really fast that night and then went over to the local gas station and grabbed some gas and rode the mini bike through the Woodwards.
Oh, sweet.
Classic.
That would have been awesome. Until
we hit the can display, game over.
Dear. Game over. Long night ahead. All right. Well, we've covered a lot of topics here, and we're beerless in the Fireside Lounge at It's a Show World HQ. One of the greatest disappointments of my life was, because I was looking forward to this beer episode.
Mm-hmm. Well, we pretty much pumped it up last week, for sure.
That's why I'm here.
Cam has had Ripstone Creek Brew.
Yeah.
You've had it?
Yeah.
Guess who hasn't had it?
Yeah.
This guy is still anticipating the taste of his first It's a Show Ribstone Creek Brew. God.
I thought you were their product liaison.
You know what? I tried to worm my way in there as a marketing consultant. They wouldn't bite. I thought, man, if they pay us in free beer, score.
He's your guy. Make it happen.
I can't even give that for presents because it's not on sale anywhere. It's sold out wherever you go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's good beer, though.
It's really popular.
It is. It's good beer. It'd be better beer if it was here.
Yeah.
Be really good if it was here.
And now he wants to reschedule. We are busy people. We're on Christmas hiatus now.
That's right, because the next episode is just a shorty.
The next episode is going to be the Jessica Hoy incident, and that's what we could call it, Jessica Hoy incident.
Yes, that's a good title.
Yeah, and then we're on hiatus until we resume.
In the new year?
Our broadcast year, yeah. We're like, it's exactly like The Walking Dead.
Yeah.
So, you know, we need to leave them on a cliffhanger. So that
I've got no good stories. I'm fresh out of stories. I've been having a lot of angsty angst lately.
Yeah, I feel bad for Sparky because he's going into the holidays angsty. So.
I need the holidays.
You need the hiatus.
I do. I
but you don't even have that much holidays.
No, I'm taking Christmas Eve at 2 p.m. See you next Monday. Literally.
Wow. Okay, so because I've got the 20th till the 2nd of January, and I feel guilty. I can't even enjoy it because I feel guilty.
What are you going to do with yourself?
I don't know, but I planned ahead. And like, if you ever want to book holidays, book around Christmas, because with all the holidays that are built in, you get extra, extra, extra.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful thing.
You take 4 months off just in extra holidays.
And I'm looking forward to, because I'm burnt too.
Yeah.
I don't relish getting out of bed to go to work anymore.
Yeah.
At this phase of the year. All right. Well, everybody, this has been a huge...
This was the show that was supposed to be, but never was.
The show sort that of was.
Yeah.
It sort of was.
It kind of, we Santa made it up
came,
as
so. Yeah, Santa came. So that was a big high, and it's great to see him. And
is he the one who was parked on the roof?
Yeah.
When I just left?
Yeah. We approved it with building management, and they don't approve anything.
That's true. And I think it actually helped when he came in and he took off that extra oomph, you know, that wind. Or whatever.
Got that extra...
Whoosh.
That extra snow.
Cleared off all that loose stuff up there that's falling right now.
Yeah. So that was an added bonus for us to the management of our World HQ building. All right. Well, everyone, to all a Merry Christmas and to all a good night.
Is that whatever. How that goes on the...
Merry Christmas to all.
Second day of Christmas.
No. Merry Christmas to all.
Merry Christmas.
To all
a good night.
Okay.
And to you as well.
Okay. So I'll say Merry Christmas to all and you to all a good night. Merry Christmas to all.
And to all.
A good night.
And then you always say,
oh yeah, keep in touch. So,
I know, that's the kind of day it is, man. It's one of those days. All right, do you want to start over? Let's start the show.
I don't understand. Things were going so great. What happened? Something must have happened.
It's not you. It's me.